My name is Matthew Mulvenna. I'm now the group leader of Prison Fellowship at Ford Prison in West Sussex. The reason why we're collecting donations to buy presents for the children of the inmates of the prisons, because it's to help keep that contact between the parent and the child. We get the prisoners to fill in a sheet, and with all the details and with the child's name and age and sex and what they're into, then we go out and buy the presents for the children, and we wrap them up, send them off to the children as if it's just gone from the parent to the children. Then we send them, the parent, a Christmas card to say we sent the present off and what present it was, so that when the child gets in touch with the parent, and the parent knows exactly what the present was sent.
How many presents, how many children, rather, are you hoping will benefit from this year?
Well, at the moment, we've had 24 at the moment, and there's still more in the pipeline. So last year, we did 37, and all through the prisons throughout the UK and Wales, there was over 5,000 presents sent out.
What might Christmas be like for a family where one of the parents is in prison? What is Christmas like for a family like that?
That seems a bit lonely with that one parent missing, because the children look to the father and the mother to be there at Christmas time, because it is a special time of the year. And then we're together, we're opening presents, but when one parent is not there, it's empty with that parent missing.
What difference do you think these gifts are making for these kids?
Oh, it's awesome when the children get the presents, and some children say, "Daddy, I get better presents from now than when you're at home."
And it must be good for the parents as well.
Oh, it's a morale booster for the parents, and that they realise that they're not on their own. There is someone out there who cares for them.